Blog Talk Radio.
Promise never to leave me lonely, so this is what I'm going to do.
Amen. That was Pastor Shepherd Brown.
Praise God of More Than Conquerors Ministries. We thank God for him. Amen. If you want to check out that full message in its entirety, amen, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Amen. The Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. Senior. Amen. And you can, we have it on video and we have the audio available for you as well. Praise God on tonight. Once again, we want to welcome you. Amen. To Thursday Night Thunder. We have a very special, amen, guest speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. She will be coming forth later on, bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we thank you that your word is true, and your word says that when two or more gather together in your name, that you are in the midst, you are in the middle, and we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. Lord, we ask that your presence be felt on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. In all of our prospective households, in all of our prospective places, Lord, let your presence be felt, hallelujah, among us all. Lord, we want you to know we love you on tonight. We want you to know we appreciate you on tonight. Lord, we want to rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight. Hallelujah. Any evil spirit, hallelujah, that has come to block what you are trying to do, we bind them in the name of Jesus. We cast them away out of the line, out of our homes and out of our lives right now in the name of Jesus. And your word says, hallelujah, that they have to obey. Hallelujah. They have to obey. Praise God. So we believe that it is so. Nothing will hinder us on tonight. Nothing will get in our way on tonight. We will receive the word of God. We will leave here rejuvenated and revived. Hallelujah. Because it is your will, and we believe it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. We truly thank God for each and every person who has called in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide. Hallelujah and uncensored. We want to welcome you all to Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Where we come to shake it up on a Thursday night. Praise God. I know a lot of you watching football. Amen. There's a lot of people watching their TV shows on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we have gathered together to worship the name of God. Hallelujah. We have gathered together to lift him up tonight. We have gathered together to praise him. We have gathered together to magnify him. We have gathered together to glorify him. Praise God. And we have gathered together to hear, hallelujah, from him. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Let he who has an ear, let him hear. Praise God tonight what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God. Amen. For each and every person online on tonight, everybody who is tuned in, everybody who is called in. Once again, I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, and we thank God. Hallelujah for each and every person, amen, on the line on tonight. We will be opening up the line for testimony service in just a minute. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But first, amen, we want to go, hallelujah, to what we call, amen, the sermon before the sermon. Amen. We're getting ready to go into that period of testimony service. Praise God, that period where we come together, amen, and we proclaim and we testify, amen, on the goodness of God, of the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. And we also come before the throne of grace with our requests from the Lord. Amen, praise God. But as we come before the throne of grace, amen, we've been teaching over the past few years that when you come before the throne of grace, when you come before the throne of God, amen, that you need to come before the throne of God, amen, with what we call an attitude of gratitude. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah, an attitude of gratitude, an attitude, amen, where you are grateful. Amen, to God for what he has already done, not for what he's going to do. Hallelujah, for what he's already done in your life. Praise God on tonight. I want to go to the 100 number of Psalms on tonight. Amen. Reading from the King James Version. Hallelujah. It reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And if he who has made us, and not we ourselves, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Be thankful in the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. And his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to focus on verse number 3. Know ye, hallelujah, in other words, know ye, ye need to know this, hallelujah, praise God, this is something you need to know, this is something you need to get in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, hallelujah, amen, this is something that is a foundation, praise God, amen. So he said, know ye, you need to know that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Because some of us, we want to be God. Hallelujah, some of us have put people in the place of God. We done put our pastor in the place of God. We done put our spouse in the place of God. Hallelujah, we done put our loved ones in the place of God. Our friends, hallelujah. Some of us have put our activities in the place of God. Hallelujah, praise God. We done put sex in the place of God. Amen, hallelujah. We done put things in the place of God. Amen. Some of us have ourselves in God's throne. Amen. But the Bible says to know ye, you need to know that the Lord, he is God. Hallelujah. And then he says that it is he who has made us. It is he who has made us. It is he who, see, we got this term, I made myself. I'm about to make something happen. I got to go get it. Hallelujah. I'm riding around and I'm getting it. I'm the one doing this. I have accomplished this. I'm the one with the degrees. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm the one with the titles. Amen. I'm a self-made millionaire, self-made billionaire. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are saying you're self-made and you're not even a hundred there. Amen. But you're saying you self-made. You're saying you made yourself. Hallelujah. You say you taking credit for all the accomplishments in your life when God is saying it is he who has made us. Hallelujah. It is he who has made us. Hallelujah. And not we ourselves. It says we are his people. We belong to him. He don't belong to us. Oh, Lord. We got a problem with that one right there. Praise God tonight. If we didn't have a speaker tonight, I'd preach on this right here, right now. We are his people. Amen. We belong to him. He don't belong to us. In other words, amen, he is our boss. We ain't his boss. Hallelujah. A lot of times we try to tell God what we want him to do. Amen. We trying to tell God when we want him to move. Hallelujah. We trying to tell God when we need a breakthrough. Amen. We try to tell God who needs forgiveness and who don't. Who needs your grace and who don't need your grace. Hallelujah. We try to pass judgment on people and tell God what he ought to do about this person and what they do. You know what they did, God. So you know this is what you ought to do, God. Hallelujah. You know what I need in my life, God, so this is what you ought to do in my life. You know what she did. You know what he did, so this is what you ought to do. But God is saying, hallelujah, we don't belong, amen, he don't belong to us. We belong to him. In other words, we have to do what he tell us to do, not the other way around. Some of us got it twisted. Hallelujah, amen. Some of y'all at work, y'all got it twisted. Y'all be walking around trying to tell your boss what to do. Oh, Lord, how you trying to tell your boss how long you going to take your break for? Amen, hallelujah. You got it twisted. You trying to tell God, hallelujah, what he's supposed to be doing and what he's not supposed to be doing. And God's saying you need to turn it around. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I like that. We the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, amen. His pasture, see where you grazing at. You know the house you living in, the bed you're sleeping in. Hallelujah, the clothes you're wearing. Hallelujah, the bed. Hallelujah, the floor you walk on. Amen. The goat you stick your key on that you say is yours because you pay the rent on it every month. Hallelujah. God say that's not yours, that's his. You in his pasture. You only grazing there because he's allowing you to, because that's where he led you to. It don't belong to you. I know you think you paid for it. I know, hallelujah, you think that check belongs to you because you worked them 40 hours for them past 2 weeks. I know, hallelujah, you think it all belongs to you and you think you did it yourself, but God is saying no. Hallelujah, you didn't make yourself. Hallelujah, it don't belong to you. God's saying it is his, and until you understand what's yours and what's his, hallelujah, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. Until you begin to understand, hallelujah, that you don't own nothing. The clothes on your back don't belong to you. Hallelujah, praise God. As a matter of fact, your body don't even belong to you, because if it did, you could take it with you when you die. You can't take nothing with you when you die but your spirit. That's the only thing that belongs to you is your spirit. Hallelujah, praise God. Everything else belongs to God, and until you get that into your spirit, hallelujah, that nothing belongs to you, everything belongs to God. Hallelujah, you cannot expel and get what God has to offer you. Hallelujah, praise God. He got stuff to offer you. Hallelujah, praise God. You can't offer God nothing. Everything you got, he gave it to you. Every talent you got, he molded and shaped it in you. Hallelujah, from birth, praise God. You can't offer God nothing, but God can offer you the world when you realize it don't belong to you, it belongs to him. He just said you can take control of it. Hallelujah, take command over it. Hallelujah, on tonight, praise God. But until you understand and until you put God in his proper place, we can't do like the Bible say and move from stage to stage and glory to glory. We can't get to the next level that God has for us until we first put God in his proper place. You need to know that the Lord is God. As you come before today's throne of grace, hallelujah, with your testimonies and prayer requests, amen, you need to know that he is God. It is he who made you. It is he who will make you into you. Well, he is the one that's molding and shaping you as we speak into what he wants you to be. Hallelujah, praise God. As I open up the phone lines right now, I want you to know, hallelujah, that God, amen, is in control. Hallelujah, praise God. And until you put him in his proper place, you will not excel. You will not receive promotion. Hallelujah, amen. You will not achieve that peace that surpasses all understanding, until you put God in his proper place. I'm going to open up the lines right now. Hallelujah. If there's somebody on the line that has a testimony or prayer request, we encourage you, amen, to put your testimonies on the throne of grace on tonight as we open up the prayer lines. Those of you that are watching online, amen, if you're watching on Facebook, we encourage you to put your testimonies and prayer requests in the comments on tonight. Amen. And we will place those on the throne of grace on tonight. Praise God. For those of you that are on the phone lines are open. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight?
Good evening, Elder. This is Jennifer from Mullally, New York. How are you, sir? And
amen.
Hello, First
Praise
Lady.
God.
I just thank God. Say hello to your beautiful wife, First Lady. I just thank God for everything you're saying, Elder. It's so true, you know. Nothing belongs to us. And I love the key word you said, you know, God is in control. A lot of time, man want to take, you know, credit, even, you know, when the Spirit is using us to come forth and all, we want to be credit and all, but God give us his power, the ability to do all things, even while we sleeping, we don't know what's going on. God protect us with that as well. You know, it's so much. Even, like, I praise God more, Elder, because my daughter's away for college, and only God knows, you know. And all I ask the Lord, please watch over her and others. I don't just pray for my baby girl. I pray for everyone else, even those across her hallway, her dorm. And, you know, it's true. God is in control, sir. And you are, you know, to be honest, you are preaching and you teaching the truth. So God bless you, Elder. And, you know, it's true. And earlier, it's amazing, by 2:20 this morning, I've been up. God woke me up. God gave me the strength and all to wake up, seek him, take care of the kids, and then take care of my family, do what I need to do. It has nothing to do with self. It's all God for his glory. And once we acknowledge that, and we will start seeing things more. So God bless you, sir. God bless you, Elder. Great teaching.
Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Jennifer, tonight. Praise God. We thank God for your testimony. Amen. Will there be another one on tonight?
Yourself, just me go. I thank God for now.
Amen. Go ahead.
This is Tamiko. I thank God for allowing me to be on the line once again on tonight. I thank God for the word that you gave, because what you said, that it is true, and some people don't take the time out to explain the stuff like the way you did it, and we need to hear that about about God and how God operates and how we think, because we do think the things the way that you say that we think. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for allowing me to be in the land of living, to be able to be on the line once again. That's the thing to pray for me, so I pray for you.
Amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for you all tonight as well. Amen. Praise God, and we pray God continues to move in your life as well. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight? Praise God. Amen, amen. Amen. Will there be another one on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person who has called in and everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to go into the Word of God. Before we go into the Word, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name once again, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are God and God all by yourself. Lord, we ask that you touch the speaker on tonight, Lord. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Anoint her, Lord, tonight, Lord. Put your words in her mouth. Allow her, amen, to decrease so that you can increase. Lord, we thank you in advance for the word, hallelujah, that you are about to bring forth through her. Strengthen her on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Put in her the virtue to pour out onto your people. Lord, touch all the callers that called in on tonight, Lord. You know each of their prospective prayers, Lord. You know each of their individual needs, Lord. And you said in your word that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So we're just asking that you just honor your word on tonight and do as you said. Hallelujah. For you are not a God that you can lie, nor a son of man that you shall repent. If you said something, Lord, you will do it. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Lord, for honoring your word. For you said that your word will never come back void. And we thank you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we will continue to praise and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on tonight. We've come to that time. Amen. That time where we will be bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The person bringing forth the word, amen, is no stranger, amen, to the anointed truth. Amen. Praise God. She has a own prayer line as well. Hallelujah. Amen. She is well known in the prayer line community. Amen. And we consider her family over here at the Anointed Truth of Christ. So we're going to, without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some, and I'm going to present to others none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, for that beautiful introduction to all the saints online, to the First Lady. Let me go to the throne of grace with prayer first while I go forward. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you continue, Father, to create in me a pure heart and renew in me the right spirit, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father, I pray that you take it out. I pray you continue to mold, to shape me into the woman of God that you will have me be, Father God. As I bring forth your word to your people, Father God, I pray that someone will be encouraged today. I pray that someone will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, Father God. And I pray that you do it for your glory, Father God. We on the line to represent you, to talk about you, Father God. It's not about us, Father God. And I just thank you, Father, that you have me behind the cross and have your will, allow your will to be done in my life. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ooh. And the scriptures that I'm coming from tonight will be Matthew 7, 15 through 16. Again, the scriptures that I'm coming from will be Matthew 7, 15 through 16. And the word says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? And the word I have for tonight is, are you a counterfeit? Counterfeit definition is made an exact imitation of something valuable or important with the intention to deceive or defraud. Okay, and I'm talking about the counterfeits already in the world. We're going to bump into a lot of sheep and wolf and sheep clothing. And this is the day and time that we're living in. And in this day and time, I have actually ran into a lot of counterfeits. People that they say they have God and they really not of God. And I'm about to talk about this spirit of discernment. The definition for discernment, the ability to judge well. A lot of times, saints, we ask God to give us these fancy cars. God, give me this house. God, give me this husband. God, give me this wife. The main thing that we need to ask God in this day and time is ask God for the spirit of discernment. Because you might think this person may be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, like they say that they are, but they are not saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, or nothing. I have ran into so many counterfeits. I'm talking about false prophets. Half of them were gay. Okay, half of them, they was not what they say that they were. These people nowadays, they go into the pulpit to take people money, to deceive. They get on the pulpit. They say they are God, and they don't even know none of God. They use God's word and reverse it to take everything that the real saints work for. And we are dealing with it this day and time. It is so important to ask God on a consistent basis, God, increase my discernment, because I don't want to be deceived. I had so much witchcraft on me. I had so many people praying against me. I had people in my circle that was not right. They was not of God. And I could not see it because I didn't have the spirit of discernment. And saints, it's time to wake up. Wake up, saints. It's time to wake up. Just because he got on a nice suit don't mean he a man of God. Just because her dress might be all the way down to her feet don't mean that she's a woman of God. Just because she's speaking in tongues don't mean she a woman of God. She might be speaking on a spell. You better know those that labor among you. You got to know your circle. You got to know who pray with you. Another thing says we got to fast. We got to fast. We got to deny ourselves, because you don't deny yourself, you get caught up in this stuff in the world. You got to ask God, show me who this person really is. Show me the truth. Because if you don't ask God to show you the truth, you will mess around the counterfeit.
counterfeit, if it's in the word, because I ain't heard too many people bring a word. God gave me this word the other day. I ain't heard nobody talking about these counterfeits, because there's a lot of counterfeits. And there's a lot of counterfeits they just take. I have heard so many doggone stories. There's one lady, I heard somebody had told me something about this lady at church. She was a consistent tire payer. She got sick and stopped paying her tithes for 3 months or something. They kicked her out of church. I said, okay, what kind of mess is that? How you going to kick her out of church? So that's what I'm talking about. Then you hear about these, okay, you know we heard these stories, okay, about the counterfeit. He got a girlfriend and a boyfriend on the pulpit. Counterfeit. Oh, how about this one? The gay church. Counterfeit. That's what I'm talking about. We got to pay attention to all the signs, all the things that's going on. We are bumping into counterfeit. And if your discernment is not sharp, you're not going to be able to tell who's a counterfeit. I can now. All I got to do is look at a picture. I can tell if you're a true person of God or you're not. I didn't know how to do that. I had to go through hell. I had to be surrounded by all these sheep and all these false prophets. I had to be around all these people that say they of God. They did not even know God. I had to go through that. In order for me to talk about something to bring forth the word, Valencia had to go through it herself. And I was deceived, y'all. See, that's what I'm talking. It's a lot of things. When I came in, I said, I want to make my mind up. I want to be saved. I just started latching on to people. I thought, another thing, you got to know their word. I thought that they were saved. I thought that they were for real. But they were not. And if you don't know that word, you will be deceived. I was deceived, but thank God that he loved me so much that he sent the right people to pray, to fast, to help me to be able to see. I will not be deceived again. So, saints, my word, I ain't going to be talking about this very long, about the counterfeits, because I think I've been broken down the best of my possibilities. And I know you see all these false prophets getting exposed on YouTube. It's more people that's going to be exposed because they say they of God. God getting tired. Don't lie on God. One thing I don't, I'll talk to somebody. One thing that I don't like, God is a gentleman. He don't force this on us. If you don't want to do what God said, do step down, leave it alone. Don't play with God. Don't play that game with God. But don't you, how dare you get in the pulpit and bring forth the word of God. You got spirits on you, like with homosexuality. You got spirits of lust, fornication. You got all these spirits on you, but you say you want to be a man of God. Don't you know when you touch somebody with those type of spirits in you, it go on to the next person. How dare you pass your mess onto somebody else? That is what we deal with in this day and time, saints. That's what we're dealing with. This is what people are doing. That's why people are so sick. That's why nobody's here delivering set free. Because all these spirits, it's about being honest, it's about checking, having a personal inventory. Like Elder said, I'm a straight shooter. I'm honest. I will tell the truth on me. I do not care about what nobody thinks, not what I've been through. See, God built me this way so I can go tell somebody the truth, how to get out. This counterfeit stuff needs to be talked about. You need to know who's in your circle, who's for real, who got your back. You see people be praying for you, they'll pray against you. Don't do good in ministry. They get jealous and they step into that witchcraft stuff. I was talking to somebody, I was like, what the hell is all this witchcraft? What's all this witchcraft in the word? People don't pray now, they do spell. This is the time, this is the day and time that we live in, this saint. And it's most of the people that's on the pulpit. I did not say, oh, God, I want to be this prophetess and evangelist. I ain't say, I ain't going to do none of it. I'm being honest. I was running. He said, if you don't stop running, you're not going to make it. He said, you're just going to take me out because I have a job to do. I didn't want this. You know how hard it is to be saved? Dealing with all these different type of people, all these different spirits. It ain't easy being saved, but you can be saved. And I thank God that I'm saved because I really wouldn't be lost if I was out there in their word. Did y'all hear what I said, what I went through when I got saved? All these false prophets and stuff, but I had to go through that so I could learn to see one not real. If you ain't real, I could tell. I'll just sit back and just watch. I get to praying. No, please don't let me pass. Okay? You got to know what you're dealing with this day and time, saints. And when I'm telling you doing good, I don't know what this thing is. When you're doing really good in ministry, get prepared. People are going to be jealous, okay? When you go higher in God, people are going to be jealous. It's the way it's supposed to be. So you just keep on pressing and you just keep on moving forward. continue to do what thus says the Lord, but also know who in your circle. Ask God, instead of asking for all the money, instead of asking for all the fame and all these other things that God going to give to you as long as you obey him, ask for one important thing, and that's the spirit of discernment, so you can discern these people's spirit. You have somebody in your corner, they want your wife. You got to be careful. Everybody wants your children. Check out the spirit of discernment. Pray for the spirit of discernment. Don't have folks in your house. When people come in your house, they leave their spirit. They leave their spirits. Be careful, saints. If it's in the word, we got to stand on the word. And I pray we talk more about these counterfeits, because there's a lot of them out there. And the main one in church shout and speaking in tongues and don't know nothing about God but to make a mockery out of him and take all our money. That's what they want to do. They don't care nothing about God. If you're bold enough to come in the Lord's house and get on a pulpit and bring forth the word of God and take all money from elders, you're looking at people, wives, you're looking at the children, you are a sick individual. You bold enough to come up in the house of the Lord like that. So we got to get bold and continue to stay on our knees and fast so we can see these things. Because when you can't see nothing, they're going to keep on doing it. And if you don't nip it in the bud, they're going to keep on doing it. And that's it, El. I'm done. That's the word for tonight. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Praise God tonight. Amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia. Amen. And that word on counterfeits. Let's do this before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the word that she brought forth on tonight. Lord, continue to bless her. Continue to replenish her. The virtue that she pours out onto your people, continue molding her and shaping her, Lord, leading her and guiding her in the way that you want her to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on counterfeits on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why, amen, the Holy Spirit is very important, amen, in this walk that we are on. The Holy Spirit, she brought up discernment. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit gives us discernment to know, amen, who these people are that we're dealing with. Like she said, the Bible says, beware false prophets. They will be known by their fruits. Now, you got to watch this, because a lot of false prophets going to preach from that very scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Not to bring up any names or anything, but I was trying to figure out what happened. Hallelujah. And Sister Valencia can tell you, we've been in the prayer line community for some years now. I was trying to figure out what happened. There was some kind of breakdown, amen, in the prayer line community, amen. And it turns out that one of the heads in the prayer line community, hallelujah, one of the prophets we would call, amen, turns out wasn't on the up and up, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God, hallelujah. And there was a breakdown. Amen. Yeah. And people stopped calling the prayer lines. Amen. Yeah. And we lost callers. We lost listeners. Amen. And I didn't understand why. But then I began to conversate with some of the other leaders, and they said it was, amen, something going on with one of the prophets being false. Amen. And it was found out, and everything just broke down. Amen. And we still trying to pick up the pieces. See the Bible says, amen, that because of some of these people, the word of God is made void in the eyes of the Gentiles. We can't get people to come to Christ, hallelujah, because of the false prophets that are out there with the $20 prayer lines, the $50 prayer lines. Hallelujah, amen. Come get some of this anointing while it's hot. Amen, praise God. Come get some of this anointing while it's rolling. Amen, praise God. And it's gone to the point, amen, people don't want to come to church no more. The good got to suffer with the bad. People don't even want to pay their offering no more. Hallelujah. They don't want to pay their tithes no more. Hallelujah, amen. What they're doing is costing them their blessing because of what the false prophets have done. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. We need to know those who labor among us. Amen. Praise God. And to borrow somebody's line. Hallelujah. That said it. Amen. Praise God. You got to be a certified food inspector. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says they will be known by their fruits, not by what they say, not by what they preach. Hallelujah. By their actions. Hallelujah. By their lifestyle. Hallelujah. Their fornication, their adultery, their lying, their stealing, their cheating, their false doctrine. Hallelujah. Amen. Their love of money. Praise God. Hallelujah. All these are telltale signs, amen, that they are workers, what the Bible calls workers of iniquity. You know what Jesus said? Hallelujah. In that great day, many going to say, I cast out demons in your name. I heal the blind. I heal the sick. I even raise the dead. Hallelujah. But Jesus going to look up at them and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's people out there preaching the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Preaching it boldly, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, have mercy. And don't believe what they're preaching.
Exactly.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The word already been preached. I was just elaborating. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to open up the line. Amen. One more time. If we have a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe somebody has a comment or a word for the woman of God on tonight, I want you to know the phone lines are open at this time. Amen. So if there's one on tonight with a testimony, prayer request, or a comment on the word, the phone lines are open. Will there be one? Hallelujah.
Praise God. This is Jennifer again from Long Island, New York. I truly thank God for the woman of God, Mrs. Scott from Memphis. All I can say is you spoke the word. To God be the glory. And Elder, you are funny. And I came across a lot of these type of people as well. I would never mention name. God is not the author of confusion. You know, like God didn't create Steve and Steve, Adam and Adam. I'm not going to get into that, but I just give God glory. He's the creator. Like I tell people, you telling me God make mistakes? So, you know, I'm just grateful. Counterfeit looks real. And when I pray the word, your discernment does have to be sharp, because you're going to come across all type, wolves, sheep clothing, that will get on that pulpit and preach the word. And even God had to allow me to know the difference when you really praying in the spirit. The heavenly language is real. There's a reason why God give it to us, because the devil doesn't really understand what you're saying. So I just give God glory and just stay in his presence. And that's why Mary loved to stay at Jesus' feet. There was a reason, a purpose. It's not about her circumstances. She was getting a lot from Jesus. So stay connected with the Lord. You know, it's not about God never leave us. We end up leaving. And I love what elders say, you know, because a lot of time we want things our way. And God is in control. Whether if we like it or not, we want things microwavable, but we want it hot. I love the other last time when Elder was preaching the word, how are you going to be married, but you want somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife? What God is that? So I give God glory. I come across a lot of knuckleheads. Sometimes they be hitting my inbox. I say, I will expose you. I will expose you, bro. So I just thank God for the teaching. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like she said, your discernment got to be on point. Amen. And these last and evil days, the Bible says, hallelujah, that men will be lovers of themselves. Hallelujah. Amen. They will put on a form of godliness. Amen. But denying the power therein. Praise God. Hallelujah. They denying the true power they can get for the little power that they're getting. Hallelujah. The little money they're getting. Amen. The little fame, the little fortune that they're getting. Praise God. They denying the fortune that God has for them. Amen. In the afterlife. He said, don't stack up nothing in this world. I'm paraphrasing. Hallelujah. Stack up your riches in heaven. Don't stack it up down here. If you stack it up down here, you could lose it in the stock market. Amen. Somebody could break in and steal it. Hallelujah. If you put it in clothes and material things, hallelujah, the moths can eat it away. It'll rot away. It could rust away. Praise God. But if you build it up in heaven, Hallelujah. Where the enemy can't get to it. Hallelujah. Where it's going to last forever. Praise God. See, the thing, we got to realize the things of this world going to come to an end. Hallelujah. When they come to an end, we got to have something. Amen. You know when you retire, you got to have something to lean on. Hallelujah. It's going to be a day we're going to retire from this world. But have you set up your 401k in heaven? Hallelujah. Where you got something to lean on after this world is no more. Hallelujah. After you retire from this life and move on to the next. Praise God. Or is he going to say, depart from me? I never knew you. Praise God. I know what I want him to say. I want him to say, well done. Hallelujah. My good and my faithful servant. Praise God on tonight. Do we have another testimony or another comment on the word of God on tonight? Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God, amen, for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in on tonight, everybody listening live right now on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you guys as well. Amen. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to pray out for tonight. We want to remind you we will be back online this Sunday night. Hallelujah. And this Sunday night we have a very special guest speaker. Praise God, from right here. Well, actually, he's from Florida, but now he resides right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Amen. He is a pastor, amen, Shepherd Brown, hallelujah, of More Than a Conqueror's Ministry, church ministry, praise God, down here in Arlington, Texas. Praise God. We thank God for him. He will be online, amen, this coming Sunday night, delivering a word from God. He's actually the one that you heard in the intro on tonight. Praise God. So we thank God for him as well. He will be online this coming Sunday night. Amen. So we encourage each and every person out there that called in tonight and everybody that tuned in. Tune in again Sunday night and be blessed with a powerful word from the Lord. And of course, we will be back online again next Thursday night with a word from God from my very own Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. So we encourage you to call back next Thursday. Amen. Tune in next Thursday. Amen. He's on YouTube, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, however you can get to the word. Get to the word. Hallelujah. And be blessed with the word. Praise God. We're getting ready to close out for tonight. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the word that you gave us on tonight on counterfeits. Hallelujah. Praise God. Help us to hold these people up to the light so we can see their authenticity, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. That you opened up our ears so that we can hear what the Spirit was saying to the church. And as we leave this line, but never your presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. And we pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we thank God for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We'll see y'all on Sunday. But don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow morning. On behalf of the Anointed Truth of Christ and Care Radio and TV Ministries, this is Elder Andre Creeble. Say, y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, worldwide and uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. Shoot.
wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself.
Good.
And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Hey.
See, I done been forgiving, I don't live it.
Hey.
And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in a missile shot.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him,
love him. Wanted you to fall. You remember I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You know what this is, right? It's the anointed truth of Christ, uncensored, with Elder Andre Prevost, folks. You know what this is, right?